Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about merchant account versus Stripe and PayPal for e-commerce. Obviously, Tim and I have two e-commerce stores. We're product creators for WordPress. We sell plugins and themes and child themes. And in order to do that, you got to have a way for people to pay. There are benefits, pros and cons for having Stripe and PayPal, but there's also this thing called a merchant account. You can typically get a much better rate with the merchant account. However, there are some expenses associated with setting something up like that initially versus a PayPal or Stripe, which are free, and we'll kind of dive in more into it. So, Tim, get us kicked off.
Yeah, so a merchant account is kind of traditional e-commerce, you know, when the internet was fairly new. In order to have a online website to sell stuff over the internet, you would have to get a traditional merchant account, which is basically, you have an agreement with the credit card companies, and they do, you know, you have to fill out a long merchant application. You're like backed by a bank. It's a pretty big deal. You know, credit checks happen, that sort of thing. And, you know, kind of based off of, you know, your credit check reputation and stuff and, you know, volume and all that will depict, what your transaction fees will be. And so, you know, Stripe and PayPal came along. PayPal came along a lot before Stripe. They're kind of the two that everyone looks to. They kind of changed that because you don't need a merchant account. All you really need is an email address. And you can start accepting credit cards online. And they assume the risk on your behalf. And so, you know, with a merchant account, you're carrying that risk and, you know, you can be on the hook, you know, if fraud happens on your store or anything like that. But with Stripe and PayPal, they assume the risk. And so there's a lot of benefit to that. However, it's a flat rate. You basically, both of them are about 2.9% per transaction plus 30 cents. And that adds up. Now, that's fairly low. However, when you start doing a lot of volume, you start to look at costs. And that's what David and I have been doing. That's kind of what prompted this episode. And so you look at like, okay, well, I'm doing this much volume. I'm giving this much to Stripe and PayPal. Like, what would it look like? How much could I save with a traditional merchant account? And so, there's definitely pros and cons to both. I would say that the biggest pro to Stripe and PayPal is the ease of setup and the lack of risk. You know, you're not really risking any time or anything like that. A merchant account is a lot bigger process, but you can save, you know, a lot of money in the long run. So kind of, you know, there's definitely, some pros and cons to weigh.
Yeah. And I think it's much easier for a business that's already established with a brick and mortar and they want to transition to selling products online. Tim and I, we didn't know whether or not anybody wanted to buy our stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Hindsight being 2020, wish we would have made some different decisions. And I don't know that I regret anything. I do know that we've had some headaches and hiccups and stuff with going the Stripe and PayPal route and stuff. For a long time, PayPal had these weird rules to where, you know, we grew so fast and, you know, they held a lot of our money for like 21 days, you know, before you had access to it. And that was kind of really a pain when you're trying to operate a business and you're trying to grow and they've got your capital all hemmed up and locked up in an account. That was very difficult. I mean, I really wanted to run from them. And honestly, you know, we've had with Stripe, I'm not sure if we've ever won one dispute with them, regardless of how much information we have to prove to them that, you know, the customer was lying or, you know, whatever it is, we've never won one. So, I don't know that merchant accounts would be any different because I don't have any experience with it. But, Yeah, maybe I would make different decisions, hindsight being 20.
Yeah, yeah. And regarding disputes, I don't think it should it would matter because basically Stripe is just passing off that chargeback cost and, you know, the burden of proof. You know, when you're fighting a chargeback, they pass it off to us, the customer, or us, the I guess, you know, we're the seller. And with a merchant account, the same thing. You have to be, you know, deal with that. And you're essentially, you're going up against the customer's bank. And they're, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to side with their customer because they want to keep their customer happy so that they don't go to another bank and open up an account with their competitor down the street.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. What I'm not okay with is the $15 fee that Stripe charges me every dispute that I lose.
Yeah.
I almost feel like it's just a money making. It's just like traditional banks. It's an opportunity for them to gouge and make money.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, it pisses me off.
So yeah, no, that's, I said that's true. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if where that fee comes from, if it's, if Stripe's getting a fee and they're passing that off, or if that's their fee, and you know, I don't know the answer to that, but
I'm going with it's their fee, Tim. I bet you they're pocketing that money.
Sounds so good. Yeah, that could definitely be the case. But yeah, there's definitely, you know, a lot of benefits to Stripe to get up and running quickly. You know, if you don't know if the business is going to generate any revenue, and it's a risk just starting the business altogether, and you don't want to add more risk with, you know, setting up a merchant account and going through all that hassle. Stripe and PayPal are awesome. And so, yeah, I don't know if I, you know, like you said, David, hindsight being 2020, looking back, yeah, merchant account might have been a better decision in the long run. However, you know, you can't see the future and know, you know, what that's going to look like. So, I mean, I would probably to recommend to someone that's starting out with e-commerce, or, you know, recommending it to your clients, starting with Stripe and PayPal. You can change, you can migrate. However, the decision that David and I are forced with now is we have recurring subscriptions that are in Stripe, and those can be migrated into different merchant accounts, different gateways. However, you know, there's an expense, you know, to do that. It's a hassle, you know, not sure whether or not it's going to work out properly and all of that. So there's that risk with that decision as well.
Yeah, and I think for me, if I were to advise anyone, again, I started out saying this, if you're an existing business and you're already making money and you have a brick and mortar business where you've got a merchant account and you're using it, by all means, if you go online with a store, I would go that route because you will save money in the long run. And, you know, but if you're brand new and you don't have any history, don't have any merchant accounts, and you're not set up on that already, then definitely probably start out with Stripe and PayPal and stuff. And if you do recurring and you plan on doing recurring, do know that once you've got the recurring train rolling, it's going to be kind of very hard to move away from what you're using because, you know, you could potentially lose a lot of revenue from lost business and stuff when you migrate that stuff. So,
yeah,
we're faced with that decision right now. So, all right. Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you on WP the Podcast. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.